Ah, sí, eso es. De Pasha. Son Kabbalah Satoru. Yedua. The beginning. Kabbalah Satoru. Yisum v'yefidim v'yavoyu b'mibar Sinai v'yachanu b'amidbor v'yichan shom Yisrael neged hoho. Rashi right away jumps on the lotion v'yichan shom Yisrael neged hoho. V'yichan shom, the lotion yochit. Yisrael was a rabbin, millions of people. V'yichan shom Yisrael, why is the pasuk using the lotion yochit? Says Rashi, when they came to Hasinai, they were ki'ish echod, b'lev echod, all together, as one. Aval shar, chalachaniyos, b'tarumos v'machloikos. Everywhere else they went, they were yidden, they were fighting, there was machloikos. Shem shamayim, shalei l'shem shamayim, there was machloikos. But the t'nai for Kabbalah Satoru is only if there will be ish echod, ki ish echod, lev echod. Loshon Rachaim, v'yichan shom Yisrael, loshon yochid, shenasu kulon, yachad, ki ish echod, v'hein ato him ru'inim l'Kabbalah Satoru. It wouldn't be roi for Kabbalah Satoru if they were not ki ish echod, lev echod. We see this many times in the Torah. We see Lemaisa, the Kiva says, "You have to lerecha kamoicha." Do klal godel b'Torah. Why is this klal godel b'Torah? We see Hillel. The person came to Hillel, teach him kol haTorah kulo. On one foot, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Hillel says kol haTorah kulo. He says, "Don't do to your friend what you would not want done to yourself." That's kol haTorah kulo. Everything else is just a pirush. Go out and learn it. It's different lashonis what that means. Lashonim. That's a kol haTorah kulo is totally in this klal of your haftol l'reicha kamoich. L'reicha kamoich. And we see again, there would never have been a Kabbalah Satoru, as he stated in Pasuk. There would never have been a Kabbalah Satoru if not the Ki'ish Echod B'Lev Echod. If Klal Yisrael wasn't Mushlam. If Klal Yisrael wasn't good, one to another. The Shaila is, why is this such a great, unbelievable requirement, T'nai, in Kabbalah Satoru? It's very nice. I understand that Jews have to be nice to each other, but what shaykhus to Kabbalah Satoru? What shaykhus to Torah? Very nice. Everybody has to be nice to each other, because if people are nice to each other, we can't have a nation, right? But what's epis that there was a t'nai in Kabbalah Satoru ki ish echod v'lev echod? That's called a Torah kula. This is all he'll have to tell him. That's called a Torah kula. Everything else, you want to say that there are a lot of mitzvahs that are totally in Beinan HaMachaveh of the Seder. But we know there's two halakim in the Torah. There's two halakim. There's Beinan HaMachaveh, right? And there's Beinan HaMachaveh. Hillel only taught him the Beinan HaMachaveh, right? That's called the Torah. What about the Tzach Beinan HaMachaveh? Vayis Tuchis. As this is also a Tanayin of Beinan HaMachaveh. What Shaykhs is that to Beinan HaMachaveh? Beinan HaMachaveh, I put on tefillin, I make my brochas, I keep Shabbos, that's been another Lamakum. What Shaykh does that have to? Been another Lachareya. Noch weiter. See, like Kriyas Yamsuf. State in the Chaim HaKodesh that when they came, the Kriyas Yamsuf, and Moshe put out his hand to split the yam, is the yam didn't want to split. He says, what's up? I'm here for Maisa Bereishis. I was created before man. Now, because man wants to go through, what's up? You can change my... I'm here, Maisa Bereishis, I'm here. You're going to change my teva? Didn't want to split. So there was a t'nai made for the door of Yitzias Mitzrayim. There was a t'nai made. But there's a shayla. There's a shayla. You see the Gemara in Chulin. It's in a few places. It's in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer went. He was walking and there was a river. And the river split for him. Water split for him. And he crossed over. If it was a t'nai just for that door from the Yitzias Mitzrayim, so what's the opposite split for Pinchas ben Yoyer? So the Chaim says that the t'nai was b'chlal kol ha'tznoim b'chlal ha'tznoim shehisna Hashem ha'kol ma'isa b'reishis is k'fu from the toy of Amaleo, that the ma'isa b'reishis at the Kabbalah ha'toyah is going to be k'fu to the toy of Amaleo. Anyone who's omul b'toyah, yeah, also the yam is going to split for him. Also someone that's omul b'toyah. Gavaldik, Meridik. Now we can say a Shia and Amelis Patera. There's a problem. Because the Gemara over there says, the Pinchas ben Yoyer went across the river, his Talmidim came to him and he said, hey, that's an unbelievable trick. How do I get that the river should split for me? You know what he told them? Learn Teira. He didn't tell them anything. He told them that I was never Pergea in another Yid. He said, I never hurt another Yid. And if you can say about yourself that you were never pegea in another yid, you never heard another yid, then the yam will split for you too, then the waters will split for you too. That's also a merit of Gezach, but the Maitre, they don't stint. Is it because he was a mother for you? Or because he wasn't pegea in a yid? And the Teretz of the Fuhut was saying, it's Hainuach! In kaze davar! They're saying in Evrit, there's no such thing as a person is a peredik a yid, that he's considered an omul b'Torah, and he's not careful about being pagan in another year. Ke'ish echad b'leiv echad. There's no such thing as Kabbalah Satorah if you're pagan in another year. I was one time by Aaron Leib, Shteinemann, Shlita, and there was an Indian, Tutzach, an Indian in the Shchuna, and we were all. There, 10 of us went to talk about what's going on in this shul and that shul and this rov and that rov. It was labor day, Islamish politics, and we wanted to know. And it's great; it's interesting to see how you get the gedolim to squeeze out of them. You get what you want. We could do like this, echleis. We could do like that, echleis. I don't know. This way and that way. It was one of my first experiences, and I was into it. And the Rabbi was just shaking his head, he was sitting there like this. Api halocha, Ken. He said, you have to ask a poisik. Maybe you could do like this, maybe you could do like that. You have to ask a poisik. And all of a sudden, the Rabbi looked up. I felt, now we're going to have Joshua from the Rishiv. Looked up and he says, Shida Maiseh, the Pinchas ben Yoy. Told us over this command. Pinchas ben Yoy went across the river. And they asked him, wow, the water split for you. How come the water split for you? Yeah, how do I do that? My whole life, he said, I was never pegea in another heat. And if you could say that, then Mamish just come on. And I just told you, if you could say that, then the water will split for you too. And he looked at us. He his finger up like, Litkin Poshitazach! He wants to do like this, he wants to do like that. Nitkin Poshit Nezach, what you're allowed to do and you're not allowed to do, I don't know. But Nitkin Poshit Nezach, to be Pagea in another Yid. Above the Halacha. What the Rabbeinu Shalom wants, the Ratzon Hashem. Nitkin Poshit Nezach. And we all walked out of there. And of course you had you guys, us, he said we could do like this, and he said we could do that. He said we should really have a good one. The Asher before wanted to do like that. And then a few of us were standing there and said, I don't know what you guys got to do. But the only thing I got from this was Nitkin Poshit Nezach to be Pagea in somebody else. No matter what was right to do, what's wrong to do.
where you have to be careful.
In Gans Torah, you have people that are learning Torah in Tere, and it's gewaldic. But all your Torah is Shaykh only. It's totally on how we act to each other. All of our Torah. A masmid is it's gewaldic. But it's not Torah if it's not done together with another Machaveh. It's not Torah. Not normal to tell you. Samachayim, Samamovitz. We have to make the Torah Samachayim. There are many ways to make the Torah Samachayim. But this is something that you can't get started. You can't get to the, what's it called?
Step up to the plate.
I missed that. Just had it. You can't get to the plate. You can't step up to the plate. There's no beginning, nothing. They came to the midbar. Vayichan shom yitzor neger. This is the first thing. Dr. Chaim. After him, we will kabbalah satayir. Ki ish echod v'leiv echod. Now they're ready for kabbalah satayir. And then you had the rotzen. Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Rebbeinu Shem. Rebbeinu Shem said, okay, I'm going to give you the third, and you give it to them. And Moshe Rabbeinu went back to Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael said, no, we want to hear from the Rebbeinu Shem. And they have all the shmuzim. How gavaldik was Klal Yisrael wanted to hear. Only he peed the asus wounded from the Rebbeinu Shem. And then we could go on and on and on. And it's gavaldik. Amen is patere. And nima that there. And we let the Rebbeinu Shem. It's gavaldik. But all after ki ish echod v'leiv. There's nothing before that. There's nothing. It's Aleph Beis. How we treat our roommates, how we treat our friends, our chavrusas. Remember how a chavrusa was in Peru? A portion of the dach. Mama, she used to think to set up, there was a guy in the Peru, he used to think to set up a stender for his chavrusa before when he used to come in. Everything was ready, his gemara was there, and he go looking for his gemara. Oh, my chavrusa made a stender for me. Little things, little dachin. I'm not talking about nothing for gay, that's already doing a nice thing for someone. In the dining room, that's a good thing, the dining room. I told you once I was going to the Muslim tree. The dining room in the mirror is a shame that this is like a joke. What goes on over there? I was going to the Muslim tree, we're going to go to the Kama. And he was talking about Odom HaMazik. Nothing, he used to bother him very much when I was dining over there. He said, Odom HaMazik, you ever go to the Cheder Oichu? This was his Odom HaMazik. The Cheder Oichu, the dining room. He learned Torah, I got a whole morning. And we come down to the dining room, and that's what he used to say. He learned good this morning, ask aloud, he got to the dining room. Schnitzel, chicken, What is this? There was Taka Tzadik, I remember the Tzadik. He couldn't even afford to buy for the warrior Bachim. The Taka didn't want to get into these dining room messes. And they used to use their money, Mamish, the spending money to buy. There was a guy in Avrech who couldn't afford to buy anything. And he used to eat Bachim, I don't know, bread. He used to manage to get some bread. He wouldn't eat like a whole day. If he couldn't bring food from home, he wouldn't eat a whole day. He wouldn't go down to the dining room. Then wait, everything I do a whole day, I shouldn't learn today. I'm going to throw it all away. By sitting there, by throwing some guy out of a seat to get a piece of schnitzel and back, no? It's not bullshit. It's bullshit. The Shaila is, like we said, well, why is this Tully? Why is it Tully? Call that Thursday. It's so important, like we said, the Seder, there are a lot of things that are important. Why is this so important? Why is this such an important thing? And the Thursday is like this. You have to look at it like this. Rebbeinu Shlom gave a matana. He gave the matana to Klal Yisrael, to an Am, one nation He gave it to an Am, and he wants us to mekayim it as an Am. We will mekabel it as an Am. And Rabbeisa, if we're not together in this, that's not what he gave it for. He gave it to us together. If we're not together, so we get it. They be a mishpocha. They make a family trip, and there's one kid acting up, and he's going, yeah, and the father, you're ruining the whole trip for everybody. Why is he ruining the whole trip for everybody? He has a problem. Everybody else having a good time. It ruins the whole trip. We all have to be good. Ubalach, katalach. He wants to see us getting along. That's why he gave us the Torah. Everybody had shaychus to everybody's mitzvahs. There's also an Achayim HaKadosh in Pekudei, Pashas Pekudei. Achayim says over there, everyone has shaychus to everybody's mitzvahs. All right, I have 613 mitzvahs, right? You have 613, you do, Taker. Oh, he does, Taker, right? But you have 613 mitzvahs, he's a Kohen, right? They're Kehanim. Ladies have 613 mitzvahs. There's a lot of mitzvahs that I'm not shaykh to, and you're not shaykh to, and you're not shaykh to. How's it shaykh? We all have tayag mitzvahs? Everybody has tayag mitzvahs. Because pshat is we live off the mitzvahs from Yenim. We pshat live off the mitzvahs from Yenim. We all have shaykhs to each other's mitzvahs. That's why takev, if you see someone that's not shaykh and tayag mitzvahs, it's a mitzvah not to be, takev, l'shnoyah shayz l'shon ramam, to hate the guy. You have to understand what that means. Don't get any ideas. Just put your rocks down. Just... We're not jumping, but if someone's not German Torah mitzvahs and he's not working on himself and he doesn't want to come back, and he's talking about certain people over here, there aren't that many people like that. Oh, but if someone's mamish, pregea, in yadus, pregea in the Torah, so he's yaitim in a klal. He's yaitim in a klal, even though he's called re'echo. Oh, but there's no mitzvah after re'echo come re'echo. There's no mitzvah because he's not in the klal. He's not in the klal. Eibishter gave Torah to Am Yisrael, keep the Torah together. And those that are Amal the Torah and Shem the Torah, they have to be together. Ki Isha Chodu Lei Bechut. Manishim should help us. That's what we should come to together. Taka, Siyum is also a good work. Amal the Chayra, you make a Siyum, and everybody has to remember afterwards. Amevin Yovin. Amevin Yovin was also on sometimes. Today was God, the big Kiddush Hashem. Someone... I'm going to go into my people.